The new San Francisco Board of Supervisors will meet for the first time on Tuesday with two newly elected members, four re-elected members, and five members whose terms are ongoing. After a swearing-in ceremony, the board will elect its president, one of the most powerful public posts in San Francisco, who will serve for the next 2 years. KPFA's Ann Garrison spoke to former board president Aaron Peskin about how the Board of Supervisors president wields power and what sort of deals might be struck between now and Tuesday.
Aaron Peskin, could you first tell us what kind of power the president of the board has?
Sure. The Board of Supervisors president has three fundamental powers. Most importantly, the Board of Supervisors president appoints members to all of the board's committees where all of the business is done, and each of those members serve at the president's pleasure. At any time, the president can dismiss members from committees, rearrange committees. So in essence, they can prevent legislation from ever getting to a vote or ever getting out of the Board of Supervisors in some ways, like the head of the House of Representatives, the Speaker of the House. The second power that the president has is that the president assigns all legislation to committees. So if there's a piece of legislation that the president doesn't want to see pass, one would assign it to a committee where it will never get out. And, of course, the third power the president has is all supervisors are created equally, but the power of the bully pulpit is something that the president has more than any of the other 10 members of the Board of Supervisors.
Okay. It seems to be agreed that no one has an assured six votes. No one's going to win on the first round. So there have to be a lot of political deals being struck right now.
Since the 2008 board was elected, board president elections have been marked by numerous rounds of voting and no unanimity, and this year's presidency is really no different. And that means that people have to go through any number of machinations, and I think a lot of it's going to be there for all of us to see on Tuesday, because nobody is going to walk into that room on Tuesday afternoon with a clear, decisive majority. And so there will be many promises made by various individuals who are running in an attempt to court potential votes. Whether any of those things actually are realized, who knows? People, politicians are no different, make and break promises, and this is kind of a sight to behold.
Is this something that might be considered corrupt, or is it simply practical politics?
It depends on the nature of agreements. I mean, there is nothing illegal or immoral about putting together a coalition and having people say, hey, listen, I'll vote for you if you agree to have progressive majority on the budget committee, or if you agree to make me the chair of the land use committee. There's nothing illegal or immoral about that. I think all of those promises, given the lack of leadership on the Board of Supervisors, aren't bringing anybody to a clear six votes.
Any particular candidate you'd like to see elected, or prediction about a particular candidate you expect?
Personally, I think the politics that would be best for San Francisco that would help moderate the very conservative, pro-business, pro-Wall Street policies of the mayoral administration would be John Avalos or David Campos. I don't know that either one of those fine gentlemen can count to six, so maybe they can agree on another member of the Liberal Progressive Caucus who can get the votes. But if I could wave my magic wand, it would be Avalos or Campos.
Aaron Peskin, thank you very much.
Thanks so much, Ann.
For Pacifica, KPFA Radio, I'm Ann Garrison.